Jayama. So we have, somebody has asked a question between the difference between overmind and supermind. But before we talk about overmind and supermind, the evolution of the human mind itself to overmind and supermind, and along with it a new word that Sri Aurobindo uses, the mind of light. So what are these things? First, the human mind. What is the human mind? What does it do? It is based on sensory data, comes from the senses. Based on the sensory input, it analyzes, uses reason, and then it comes up with plausible theories, hypotheses and theories. There is no certain way that it can say, yes, it is like this. That's why we use the bell curve and all this in statistics. It will always speak of probability, more probability, greater probability, lesser probability. It plays with probability. It's not certainty. Its ultimate is the rational mind. And it is the mind which is developed upon earth through the evolutionary process. And this human mind has these three layers. The physical mind, which is the average human mind, the mind of the physical man. What is the mind of the physical man? It depends on external objects. It enjoys external objects. It understands external object. And therefore it lives according to the external. It lives for the external object. That is the physical mind of man. It is completely under the grip of the physical senses. For the physical mind, what it sees is true. A tree is a tree. But don't say in the tree there is the presence of a spirit or God. Physical mind says no. It will say it is imagination. That is the vital mind. Vital mind imagines. So it says maybe there is God inside and tries, and then it paints a picture of God inside. And then there is the rational mind. It takes both these things. It says, could there be God in a tree? Maybe, maybe not. Then he'll analyze. Well, a tree behaves in certain ways that it looks like there is some intelligence which is inside. There's a power which is inside. Maybe that power and intelligence is what people call God. That's how a true rational mind will proceed. But rational mind ultimately will conclude. So there are two kinds of rational mind. One is dependent only on the senses, where it'll say, no, this is not even worth analyzing, because I see a tree, I see the leaves, I see the branches, I see the roots, I know how they work. We should not even imagine that there is, put a hypothesis that there is God. But there is another rational mind which can free itself from the senses and say, let's examine. How does a tree behave? And it may conclude that there is, it seems that the tree behaves very intelligently, and as if there is a power which is determining his actions, which is an intelligent power. Only I don't know what that intelligence and power is. So it may conclude that there is in tree something which is like a power or an intelligence. That's how the rational mind can even conceive of God in the universe. So there are two types of rational mind. One which belongs to the pure physical mind, and the other which belongs to the mind of the thinker, true thinker, philosopher, etc. Now, according to our modern understanding, this is all. But India has done a lot of study. Bharat Bhumi, Sanatan Dharma. It took this premise that the evolution can continue further. They explored, just as in the Western world, there was an exploration to the limits of the physical world. So in India, we explored the limits of the inner possibilities, subjective space. So when they explored, they discovered that beyond this physical mind, rational mind, there is another layer which is a higher mind. So what is the higher mind? We can imagine. We can look at it from both ways, but let's look at it from where we are. You are shut inside a door and a window, and there are some small apertures opening from here and there. Through the apertures, like old movies, no? The jasus detectives used to see through the keyhole. I don't know how they saw so much and derived it. Have you seen those movies? Keyhole. So you are seeing through this keyhole. What is the keyhole? Senses. Based on what you are seeing, you are conceptualizing what is outside. You have no clue. But you are building a theory, and inside the room, everybody is living according to these theories. Some say, no, no, I have seen through the other keyhole, there is something else. Some say something else. So that's how you build theories while within the closed house. That's the brain box. This is the mind of ignorance. In higher mind, it's not keyhole. You open the window and the doors. So there is sunlight which enters. So what happens when you have the sunlight? You may not know what is beyond. But you start seeing your own room better. You start understanding better. Because in the darkness, we were just somehow seizing on things, using them. Suddenly you see, oh, I can use it in a different way. Oh, these are the possibilities. And this room is very big, material universe. So this higher mind starts, it's like a steady sunlight. And it expresses itself through thought. Because you have not developed the vision, you are seeing it in that light, what is inside the room. And you have a new thought. This thought will give you a new understanding and a new will, a new approach, a new dealing. That's the place where most religions form. You have seen, religions may take place even in lower mind, but they crystallize in higher mind. Where you begin to see things symbolically. You see the sun, but because the higher mind light is now acting upon your mind, you say, ah, this is really like the creator. You see the moon and you speak of, ah, moon, giver of delight. So like that we begin to look at this world in another kind of light, and this light builds a new thought. Its action is through thought primarily. What comes after higher mind? We have the illumined mind. Now in that illumined mind, you have started walking out. Here the mind light is coming inside the house. Now you have begun to step out. So what is happening is you are seeing behind the material universe. You are beginning to see. You have flashes, glimpses, visions. And you are beginning to see there is something which is behind it. And this seeing can give birth to insights. This seeing is not always a physical vision. This can also be an intuitive vision. A sense of what could be there. This is the illumined mind. And this mind begins to form the mind of the sage and the seer. When you begin to see things, like we go to samadhi. So for a moment, let's take the example of how a rational mind will say. Rational mind will say, tomb. Even people write, I am so surprised. I don't want to name where we find it. Tomb of Sri Aurobindo and the mother. First time when I heard, I said, what? Tomb? Is it a makbara? But it's the limit of the rational physical mind. Higher mind will say, see, this is such a beautiful symbol. The presence is here based on just that, the fact that they are physically there. And the illumined mind will not only say it in a symbolic way, this is, see, we go and we connect. It will begin to sense the presence. It will say, ah, I felt the touch of God. I felt that beautiful, wonderful vibrations coming from the samadhi. Others will call you mad. Because as you begin to go further and further. So illumined mind. But here it is, I am talking of limited to one phenomena. You will begin to experience it in life, in general, in people. And therefore your will also undergo a modification. How? For the rational mind it is a tomb. So you have seen once, it's enough. For the higher mind it is a religion. It is symbolic. So it's a religion. So if you are offering flowers, it's a religion. If you are doing this pranam, it's a religion. Because there is no real, it's a thought that there is Sri Aurobindo and the mother. If you are doing pranam, it's a religion. Higher mind is like that, crystallizes. But to the illumined mind, why will the illumined mind go? Because it sees, it knows there is the divine presence. So it is like you are walking into the open light. Fields of light, and therefore its action also begin to change. For instance, how will its action change? If you are living in an illumined mind, you will know that Sri Aurobindo and the mother's presence are not confined within the walls. Even if you are sitting outside, you will know, sense, feel, experience that vibration is not confined within the walls. though it is more intense, but still you can feel it, sense it. So illumined mind begins to see things. You will. How do people see the divine presence in others? That sense of divine presence comes from the illumined mind, because now it is walking in the light. It is not just that we should take as if these people are all God. See how there is a confusion when higher mind tries to conceive things. But illumined mind begins to sense things. It may be momentarily as a flash, but when its action becomes more and more common, you begin to sense, you begin to see. Because now this light which was outside as sunlight is entering you. Your mind is beginning to act according to the new information, intimation which is coming. Intuitive mind, it's like when light comes from the sun. You know, there is a point where it touches the earth. That point is literally called the edge of the sun. It is literally an edge. Suddenly there is a flash. In that flash, many things you can see. And then the flash goes. It's not logic. For example, we have so many, like, of course, you know, people who get this. And then what happens, intuitive mind will remold your faith, your will. To take an example, in the higher mind, you can say this illness is because of this, but still you have this doubt, you have still the need of medication, etc. You believe in these theories also, but you know there is faith, there is grace. All this calculation is going on. Intuitive mind will, you will begin to live in this idea. Your faith will change. You will no more believe in diseases. You cannot believe in diseases after that, because the intuitive mind has completely shown you a truth which will stay with you. Now people get afflicted with diseases, but the intuitive mind will see it very differently. Why did Pavitrada fall ill? Why did Nalinida fall ill? It will not see as a disease ho gaya. There's a physical mind na, sees like, oh, somebody wrote, Sri Aurobindo succumbed to disease and mother scolded him. Having lived here for so many years, still you could write like this. I was shocked, she has written. You couldn't understand why and what happened. But the intuitive mind will immediately show you all the steps, why things happened the way they happened. Outwardly, you will feel, oh, this is illness, this is, I mean, a doctor would interpret like that. But the intuitive mind will know that truth inside. It will not interpret like that. And then you have the overmind. Now, overmind is where you begin to see large spaces of time. Large spaces of time, I am saying, equally I could say in bound, very vast landscapes. Meaning thereby, you cannot have the intuitive mind, up till intuitive mind, it's like an ascent where you are going higher and higher and these flashes are coming. But overmind means cosmic consciousness. Your consciousness has to expand horizontally. Then only the overmind action can take place. And in overmind, what in intuitive mind you sensed God's presence, in illumined mind you had those glimpses of God's presence. In the overmind it will be a constant seeing. That's very good. But what is the problem then with overmind? So good. Because still it takes up one aspect of God and builds a world around it. So it would take up, for example, God is love. And it will build a world of love. And in its world, in his world or her world, God will be love. He has cosmicized love, universalized love. He sees love everywhere, in everything, in everyone. But another person may see wisdom. Another person, compassion, justice, strength. The pujaris of Kali. So each one will, in our mind, each aspect of the divine is given its full and free play. And there is no limit to it, because our mind is cosmic, so it can expand to any extent a whole empire. And many beings will be drawn. So that's the kind of birthplace of those religions which have picked up one aspect of God. God is love. So, but when it comes to higher mind, it gets into ritual ceremonies. Very few people are able to liberate from those rituals. They have rituals, each of them is a symbolic, but the symbol is forgotten over a period of time. Or God is force. So you will take up the aspect of God as force. And in everything you will see God as force. It is his law. You must obey. If you don't obey, you will be punished. You will be outcast because God is force. And this aspect is very attractive to the asuras. Or you can see God as wisdom. So that's the overmind. In overmind, there is no ignorance. But still, because there is one aspect which is allowed free and full possibility, the problem is that it opens somewhere the door to ignorance. Now, we were taking the analogy of being shut in the house, looking through peoples, then opening the door and window, then walking out, then that light beginning to enter into your mind and eyes. But what has happened to that door which was closed? House that you left, it is still the same. So overmind is like it will take you up. Now you are looking at the whole earth. But if you look at your room, house, it is still the same. It will show you on the Google map. Your house, your room is same. Whatever is inside is still in the same chaos. That only the supermind can annihilate. So overmind can create a great religion based on one aspect of God. And it's a tremendous power. Overmind, again, it is not only knowledge. All these layers will have power, will, every aspect. Feeling will be overmentalized. So overmentalized feeling means a person lives in a cosmic sentiment. To a being of the overmind, it is not just me and mine or my mohalla, my language, my people, my this thing. It will be a wide, he will feel for the whole earth. Overmind will, it will not act only for me and mine and my little family and my little people. It will act for the whole world. That's how Lok Sangrahart, Shri Krishna says, tells Arjun to rise to that level. So in overmind, your action, will, dynamic thought, everything becomes vast. This is the rishis who saw truth as vast. Ritam, vrahatam, satyam, ritam, vrahatam. It is truth. It is, overmind is, if we take sun as the supermind, then overmind is the corona, that outermost layer of the sun, from where it is releasing all the photons and neutrinos into the world. But it cannot annihilate all the difficulties of lower nature. It cannot transform. It will still build based on one or the other aspect. And therefore, it will not be able to comprehend the entire mystery, samagram mam. For instance, there are people who take the mother to be the avatar. She is divine, supreme divine. So they can't understand why the divine mother can fall ill like us ordinary people. You will see this in some of the devotees also. And there are others who see her as a yogini. So yogi by his power is holding back illness, or yogi can take others' illness. But he has not understood, none of them. This can only be understood by the touch of the supermind. There is no other way you can understand. And yes, by the grace of the Divine Mother, through the psychic door, you can glimpse the secret. This, let it be a kind of an exercise. Why is it that the Supreme Mother, who could easily free people from illness, why she has to fall ill like us ordinary people? We'll talk about this mystery some other time. We have spoken about it otherwise. But now these are the layers between the rational mind and the supermind. So if supermind is the sun, then we can say that all these three layers roughly correspond to the spiritual mind. That means corona is overmind, corona of the sun, and moon is the intuitive, illumine. Intuitive mind is flashes of lightning, and moon is the, we can use the word, that illumined mind, which is illumined by the supermind, but the rays come more, you know, they are not that intense. And then we have the higher mind, where under the moon you sit and build a thought. So this is how they are like stars. We can take these stars as thoughts of the higher mind. So this is the different layers. Of course, they are a thing of experience. But what is new that Sri Aurobindo has done? Something very interesting. Now, it's not easy to climb through these layers. So what he did, by the action of the supermind, which was descending in his consciousness, Sri Aurobindo was transforming the physical mind of man. Because if that is transformed by the supermind, then you don't need to go through all these layers. The physical mind of man transformed by the action of the supermind is the mind of light. Mind of light is not a layer like that. Mind of light is an evolutionary product or an evolutionary emergence. So what is the mind of light? Mind of light is the physical mind acting under the supramental consciousness. So what happens? It becomes a mind of truth. So all that we find in the intuitive mind, there are four aspects. One is truth vision, means insight. Your insight will be true. Over a period of time, you will see it. Truth hearing, inspiration. The inspiration is true. Truth touch. So you are able to grasp and seize immediately the significance of anything. And there is the truth discernment between what is true and what is not true, what course of action you should take and what course of action you should not take. These are the four powers of the intuitive mind. All of this in the mind of light will become spontaneously active. So you don't have to go through these layers. When the mind of light is born, already it is born in man. So more and more people, one will live in that truth consciousness, and therefore one will not be struggling constantly in ignorance. What it means is ordinary mind, physical mind is struggling from ignorance to knowledge. And it tries, it experiments, it fails, ultimately it knocks some door and door opens. But if there is the mind of light, imagine he knows which door to knock at and the door opens. Whereas in ignorance you are trying, is it the door of God? But it is the door of Mullah or Pandit or Qazi. And if you enter, you are lost. Is it the door of God? Because you are carried away by whatever outer veshbhusha, this, that. Is it the door of God? Because somebody is doing panditai. Is it the door of God? Perhaps it was the door of God, but the person was living in a very normal life and you couldn't understand. But the mind of light will automatically tell you the truth of things. It's truth conscious mind. It will tell you how to go, proceed. And therefore it is the mind which will act like a pulley or a lever to catapult our physical mind, join it to the supermind. It's like a channel being created, just as the mother created a channel in the vital world for the souls that leave to pass. So now we need not pass through higher mind, illumined mind, intuitive mind, over mind. The physical mind of man has been linked to the supermind through the mind of light. If you sit in this coach, okay, this takes you through the safe tunnel. And you will have an accelerated evolution. Directly you are coming in contact with the supermind. And the supermind is directly using the physical mind to pour itself into the physical nature of human being. Otherwise there will be no contact point. If everything has to be done again, higher mind, then illumined mind, then intuitive mind, then our whole life will be spent. But because of the mind of light, Shobindu speaks about it in his last talks in 49, Bulletin of Physical Education. Mother elaborates about it. So because the mind of light has been formed, which he automatically just gave to mother when he left the physical body. And then it is, she gives to whoever on the path. So once you enter into the mind of light, or the mind of light becomes operative, then you don't need to go through these stages. It means that the supramental light begins to act upon the mind. And therefore, you start getting truth revelations, truth hearing, truth inspiration, truth imagination, truth wonders, truth action, truth feeling in everything begins to reveal the truth of things. And thereby it begins to act. Because when you act under its impulsion, your feelings, emotional being, your life, everything automatically will start getting modified. It is like you are being impelled by the touch of God in your life. That's what the supermind is. And then because the body is beginning to act under its impulsion, the body itself will receive the supramental and begin to modify itself, its functions. For example, the mind of light will know that illnesses are not true things. So this truth will percolate inside the body cells and the body will begin to reject illness. You can't do it by mental thought. If you try to do it, the moment something happens, then you begin to doubt. Kare ki nahi kare. But the mind of light, there is no ambiguity. Even if you take the medicine, still you know that illness is a falsehood. Why it is required, what is its action, working, everything will be clear. So mind of light will help man to move from knowledge to greater knowledge. Freedom to greater freedom. From joy to greater joy. This is another quality. Good, we mentioned it. The more we rise from higher mind to other, illumined mind onwards, knowledge begins to also carry with it the rapture, ecstasy. So the knowledge at the over mind will be full of an ecstatic rapture. It will not be an intellectual thought, certainly not even a system of thought as we find in the higher mind religious theories, no. It will carry within it the rapture. It's like a golden file of bliss. So when they use the word golden, enthusiasmos, uses the word golden enthusiasmos, which we see illumined mind onwards, right up to the, oh, this is how it is. And this is a rapture. That knowledge brings that, not aha and wonder only, aha, wonder, and along with it a sense of delight. That's how one knows that this is the touch of the higher realms of the mind. And the rest, of course, we know very well. Mankind at this point of time is largely being led towards a rational mind because it's an important aspect. It has to complete its rational evolution. It has not. We still live largely, many of us, in vital mind. Many of us means not people who are on the path, but generally speaking, physical mind, they're so slave to physical senses. And the vital mind, all kinds of imaginations, fears, all this comes from that. So, but with the touch of this, more and more human beings will be drawn toward the light and others as an impact will become more and more rational. It doesn't matter whether they believe in God or not, that's not important. As I said, God believes in us and He will carry this evolution. It's in His hands. He has to do nothing, frankly. He has to pull the rope. And that one pulling of the rope, it may sound very strange. He has to just pull a string. You can't resist what he has pulled. It is like an unequal tug of war. He has pulled one string, small string. Whole world is trying to pull, it cannot succeed because that is the power of the divine. And that's how the divine is now pulling the strings. And that's how we must live. Constantly with this assurance, which we get as we dwell in these higher ranges, automatic, that this world belongs to God and God is within this world, and therefore always, always, always there is hope for the individual, for the nation, for the world, for the collectivity, for the earth. God dwells in it as an unseen presence, as the real idea, pushing things toward the grand culmination. But when we, through the process of yoga, I'm not defining yoga, the action of grace, we begin to live in that higher consciousness, then he is not just an unseen presence, but a tangible presence, concrete presence, slowly more concrete than this material reality. And then at one point he becomes even a visible presence. And then all is sky and God. Jai Ma.